Dreadlock Dave, Dance With You here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from The Outside Voices, I Hate Brooklyn, The Punch Drunk Tagalongs, Hazy, and Michelle Romery, and Perfect Timing.
Dreadlock Dave.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great. Welcome to the studios.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. Really, really.
That's it. You were saying earlier, it's been how long since you've been here at WJCU?
My recollection, it's like 15 years, at least, but probably closer to 20.
All right, so that's in Bill Peters' range. I think he's the only one that's been here that long, so...
Well, you had a Bill Peters story, actually.
Yeah, in 1986, my first band was played here on WJCU, and I have a recording of it. We were called Paradox from Olmsted Falls, Ohio, playing, like, heavy classic rock metal, and he played our first recording, so...
So here's the big question.
Yes, sir.
Do you still have recordings of that music?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was going to say, Bill probably has a copy of that still as
he
well.
He does. I have a copy of him giving you like the call letters and everything. Talking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was cool. So here we are full circle like 30 years later, or well, 35 years later.
Speaking of full circle, you are here because you're promoting your Shine release at Music Box Supper Club next Thursday, March 22nd, 8 p.m., correct?
8 p.m., yeah, showtime 8 p.m., doors are at 6, and it's at the Music Box Supper Club. It's the first time I've ever done this, like a full release, playing all the music from a new record.
And of course, it's all rock and heavy metal, right?
Yeah, right.
I was about to say, this is not rock and heavy metal.
No, I've kind of moved away from that, you know, but it's like, it's my signature folkadelic funk pop is what I like to call it.
Folkadelic funk pop. I have to say that
I like
slow.
It.
Right.
Yeah, I have to say that slow.
Folkadelic funk pop.
All right. That, you did it better than me. So what can people expect? What, you know, they go to the Music Box next Thursday, the 22nd at 8 o'clock. Full band, solo, is it?
Actually, I'm going to do a couple different sets. I'm going to start out with the solo set, and then I have a three-piece band for that night. Some guys that were in the water band back in the day, a couple of those members came back to help me with this, and I'm just really excited about it because, like I said, I've never done anything like this with the whole set of new tunes before.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, one of the things... I wanted to ask you about. First of all, I need to ask you this. How many pairs of sunglasses do you wear? Every picture I see of you, you've got different sunglasses on.
I'm like the Elton John of Cleveland, right? Like the 70s Elton John of Cleveland. Yeah. These are actually one of my favorite pairs. These are modeled after George Washington's sunglasses, apparently. So,
the first president.
The first president, right. Not only was the father of our country, he was the father of cool. That's what it said on the card that the glasses came on. But I bought these for $5 at the gift shop in Mount Vernon, Virginia, his home. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Did they advertise them as like his?
Yeah, that's what they came on a little cardboard, placard or whatever, and that's what it said on the.
See, when you think about our founding fathers, you don't really think about sunglasses, do you?
But, right.
No. No,
interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird frame with the D-shaped frames, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a piece of art in the Cleveland Art Museum that has a similar frame. They're green glasses. I don't know which part of the museum they're in, but that's the only other time I've seen anything like this.
Interesting.
So these are a couple of my favorite pairs.
So you learn something new every day?
So what are some of the coolest places that you found found fun sunglasses at?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now I've been going, like, over the last few years, I get them as gifts now. People send me just these crazy sunglasses. Some of them I'd never wear, you know. I mean, like the beer goggles or the palm trees, you know, or whatever. But it's fun. I do have a large collection of sunglasses.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, you've got the new single, Shine. You're going to be playing that and a bunch of other tunes again next Thursday at the Music Box Supper Club, but you're also going to play a few here in studio for us as well. What do you want to play right here for us?
Yeah, this is a tune I wrote a few years ago, and it's called Keep On Keeping On.
Okay, Dreadlock Dave on Neo Rocks.
When the sunshine shining, shining, let the light wash over our faces. We're smiling, we're smiling. When the rain cloud is crying, well, it's crying. Let the water wash over my face. I'm smiling, I'm smiling. Even when the road is hard, broken body and broken heart, near the finish and back to the start, just remember to keep on keeping going and going on. When a baby is growing, well, it's growing. Let the knowledge wash over its mind. They are knowing, they are knowing. When a person is dying, they are dying. Let the truth wash over their souls. They are flying, they are flying. Even when the road is hard, broken body and broken heart, near the finish and back to the start, just remember to keep on keeping going and going on. When the sunshine is shining, well, it's shining. Let the light wash over our faces. We're smiling, we're smiling. When the rain cloud is crying, well, it's crying. Let the water wash over our faces. We're smiling, we're smiling. Even when the road is hard, broken body and broken heart, near the finish and back to the start, just remember to keep on keeping going and going on.
All right, thanks.
Dreadlock Dave here on Neo Rocks.
So like I was saying off the air, I think, or maybe we said it on the air. I think we said it on the air. Your name has been everywhere. Like, Eric and I, we were talking about this interview earlier in the week, and we're like, man, like, we just see your name everywhere. You play a lot. And what I like about you, you have positivity in all of your songs.
Thank you.
Really do, in one form or another. That must be an intentional thing.
It is. It is. That's, I mean, really, that's the reason why I play music, just because, you know, there's enough dark stuff in the world. You know, why not celebrate and party and have a good time and you know, spread the good vibes? So that's kind of what my mission has been for a long time in my own music and, you know, when I play on stage, regardless of who I'm playing with.
Now, you and I were talking off air about different gigs that are presented to us. You play a lot of cover songs, too. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Is there a song, I'm always interested in this answer when I ask people, is there a song in your repertoire that people would be pretty surprised to know that you know?
It's In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry, which was a hit in 1970. I always get the same response. Most people know it, because if they don't know it by name, they probably don't know the group, but they know as soon as they hear...
Yeah.
In the summertime, and so on. So, you know, that's one tune that, I don't know, it speaks to me, and it seems to speak to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's just an odd, you know, like, one-hit wonder.
So no Justin Timberlake or
anything? Well, I'll play it all, man. if they're paying, I'm playing, you know what I'm saying?
So, kind of the feel of a lot of your music, do you tend to play more during the summer than in the winter, or is it still kind of even?
Well, you know, I do so much work as a you know, restaurant troubadour that, yeah, you know, that keeps me working all year long. But of course, it's a lot more fun out in the summer weather here in Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
To play and have a good time outside, you know.
Do you find that the snow and the weather actually kind of dampens the music a bit?
Sometimes. But sometimes it's the exact opposite. Like when I do the summertime set in the middle of February when it's 12 degrees here on the North Coast, you know, it's like people seem to appreciate that. Because, you know, we just have that short jump to spring. You know, we're right there. We're right on the doorstep right now, right?
Well, we've kind of been thinking we've been on the doorstep for like a
right.
month now, and yeah, it just won't happen.
Yeah, I know.
So
what's in the air today?
Yeah, exactly. I stopped watching the weather reports after the beginning of the new year. Because you just don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It could be 6 inches of snow. It could be 80 degrees, right? I mean,
right.
You never know.
Only Goddard knows, and he's retired now, so.
And he's not on Twitter either, right. So you can't really tell us.
Right, right.
I was laughing earlier. I was going through your website and all your stuff. There's a picture on dreadlockdave.com under your bio section. You're holding a ukulele.
Yes.
You play lots of instruments. Your main instrument is bass.
Correct.
And you go from bass to ukulele to guitar. Doesn't that mess with your fingers when you're going with the bass to the uke to...
It's okay. I mean, they're all stringed instruments, so, you know, like this guitar I play, it's a nylon string, and I play it with my fingers. I don't play with a pick. So, same with the ukulele. So, there's that in common. You know, I'm playing all three of those instruments with my fingers as opposed to a plectrum.
Right.
But, so, yeah, you know, they're all softer. Like, it's not a metal string. So this is a nylon string guitar, and of course the ukuleles are a nylon string. The bass strings are so fat, they right. feel softer than a guitar, you know.
They're right. Like,
but yeah, so I after all these years of doing it and playing these instruments, it's kind of fluid now. You know, I don't have a difficulty. When I try to pull out my saxophone, that's a little more difficult because the embouchure's gone. It lasts about 3 minutes, and then I'm shot.
So how many instruments do you actually know how to play?
You know, I've never actually counted, but I'm somewhere near like 20 or 25 that I would say that I own and that I can perform on.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Prince was a big influence. Stevie Wonder was a big influence on me.
So how many are you going to play at the release next Thursday at the Music Box?
Just two or three.
Just two or three. Just going to keep it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you want to play another tune for us?
Sure.
What's this one called, and what's the story behind this one?
This one I wrote for my wife, Renee, and it's a little love ditty.
Is she listening?
She probably is listening in the car on the way home.
Shout out to Renee.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Dreadlock Dave on Neo Rocks.
What I see when I see what I see. I feel warmth like the sun when you smile at me. To be with you, that's right where I wanna be. And now that we're together, I feel so free. I wanna let you know what I feel in my soul. I love you more than anything, more than anything. I don't have all the words to say what I'd like to say, but I'll give all my love day after day. Yeah. You shake my mind, body, soul with the way we play. Together I found my way. I wanna let you know what I feel in my soul. I love you more than anything, 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 more than anything.
A little love ditty. Thank you.
Dreadlock Dave here on Neo Rocks. He'll be releasing his new disc, Shine, at the Music Box March 22nd. Once again, show starts at what time?
Doors open at 6, showtime at 8. It's a school night, so we'll be out after like just a couple hours. But come on down if you can. I'm really excited to share this music with people. And the Music Box is a great place to see a show if you haven't.
So where do you fall on the debate of the earlier or later show?
I like both. I mean, sometimes I think people don't stay out past midnight anymore. You know, like back in the day when we were doing bar gigs, it was like 9 to 1 or 10 to 2. And that was just crazy to me. Or it wasn't crazy at the time, but now it's crazy to me.
Yep.
You know, so I like a 7 to 10 happy hour or, you know, if I'm doing a restaurant gig, but, you know, a showcase gig, whenever, if the people are there, that makes it happen, you know. Right on.
Well, once again, March 22nd at the Music Box Supper Club. Which stage are you on?
I'm downstairs. In the Supper Club, not in the concert hall.
Okay. Where can people go to find out more about the show and about you?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but you can go to dreadlockdave.com, and I have all my information there, and media, videos, pictures, music, whatever you need.
I imagine you're fairly easy to find on social media.
Yeah. You can Google Dreadlock Dave, and I will pop up. There's a couple other strange pictures that come up, but I'm in the top 10.
Top 10 strange pictures? Right. Or top 10?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming down.
Hey, thank you, guys. And I really appreciate your support and the support of Cleveland artists. I mean, it's awesome what you guys do. So
thank you.
Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Thank you much. We've got one last track. This is Come and Get Down off the new disc Shine.
See you guys soon.
Neorex.
Peace.
Come and get down, come and get down, come and get down, come and get down.